A new fossil study by researchers from China and Canada suggests that ancient mammals may have attacked and eaten larger dinosaurs. The scientists looked at a fossil found by a Chinese farmer in 2012. A fossil is the mineralized remains of an animal or plant left in an ancient rock. The scientists said the fossil is from 125 million years ago. They published their findings recently in the journal Scientific Reports. The scientists believe a mammal similar to a badger attacked a small beaked dinosaur. During the attack, the animals were caught up in a lava flow from a nearby volcano. The moment was locked in time until it was found over 12 years ago. Researchers call the place where the fossil was found China's Pompeii. Pompeii was a city in Italy that was caught in a volcanic eruption about 2,000 years ago. Ash covered the city and preserved moments from daily life. Researchers discovered the ruins of the city about 500 years ago. In the past, dinosaur researchers believed small scavenging mammals might have eaten dead dinosaurs. However, they were not sure that mammals attacked living dinosaurs. Jordan Mallon is a paleobiologist at the Canadian Museum of Nature in Ottawa, Ontario. He was one of the study's writers. "I've never seen a fossil like this before," he said. Steve Broussat is a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. He did not work on the study. He described the fossil as a freeze frame or something like a photograph. "It turns the old story on its head," he said. Broussat said the old idea was that dinosaurs ruled the world, with small mammals in the shadows. Mallon said he would be happy for other scientists to examine the fossil if they are concerned that it might not be real. He described the mammal as about the size of a house cat. He said the dinosaur was about the size of an average dog. He said the species of dinosaur is Psittacosaurus, and the mammal is called Repenomamus. The dinosaur ate plants, but other dinosaurs ate meat and hunted mammals. Mallon said it would have been more common for a dinosaur to hunt a mammal, but the fossil he studied shows something new. "We now know that the mammals were able to fight back, at least at times," he said. I'm Dan Friedel.